The deteriorating situation in Afghanistan may hinder the most likely avenue for bringing a captured Northwest soldier home safely. Bo Bergdahl of Haley, Idaho, is the only known U.S. soldier in Taliban captivity. Correspondent Jessica Robinson has more.
Peace talks between the U.S. and a faction of the Taliban were already on unstable footing. Now the Taliban says it's suspending contact with U.S. officials. The announcement came just days after the massacre of Afghan civilians, allegedly carried out by an American staff sergeant from Washington's Joint Base Lewis-McChord. But some experts believe the killings aren't the main factor in the Taliban's reluctance to negotiate. Max Boot of the Council on Foreign Relations argues in the long run, any leverage the U.S. has depends on its military presence on the ground.
All the signals from Washington are that we want to withdraw as soon as possible. And under those circumstances, the Taliban just don't have that much incentive to negotiate.
25-year-old Bo Bergdahl has been a prisoner since 2009. Residents of his hometown continue to hang yellow ribbons in his honor. Lately, others have taken up the cause. A family in Wisconsin started a petition drive to bring Bergdahl home. And a veterans biker group rented billboard space in a suburb of Chicago to display Bergdahl's name and picture. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.